Institute.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I think Louis Armstrong is in Florida, because if he was in New England, he's not seeing trees of green. He's seeing trees of white. What a mess out there, folks. This is incredible. Absolutely incredible. If you're listening and you're not from New England, consider yourself lucky, because we are experiencing the first nor'easter of the year. And according to Channel 6 TV, it is the first time that New England has ever had a nor'easter in October, ever. And some places could get a foot of snow. And the trees are still covered with leaves, especially Boston South, so it could be a real mess. So if you have any questions about what to do, probably confused like the whole bunch of us are this morning, give us a call, 800-259-9231, and we'll do the best to help you out in this type of a situation. Absolutely crazy, crazy weather. We're not supposed to have snow before Thanksgiving. A little bit, maybe, but not a major nor'easter during the month of October. Wow, what a mess out there. If we can help you, the phone number is 800-259-9231. If you're just beginning to stir, I would suggest that you close the Venetian blinds, close the curtains, and don't look outside, because it's not a pretty sight out there right now for us gardeners. We still have lots to do in the yard, and our strategy will have to change dramatically. Hopefully we'll get some nice weather, it will all disappear, and we can go back into normalcy. But things have very, very changed due to this freak snowstorm that has come up the East Coast. Things that need to be done. If you purchase bulbs and you haven't planted them yet, hold off a little bit longer, but during the day we'll tell you what to do if you're unable to get them into the ground. But being there so early, there's a very good chance that most of the snow will melt and you'll be able to get them planted. But if you're not able to, look for some used plastic pots, and you can plant up your bulbs in containers and put them in your garage, in your tool shed. If you have a deck, you can put them in underneath the deck so they have a chance to develop a root system for the winter months. But let's not rush. Let's not put the horse behind the wagon right now. We'll put it ahead. We're going to wait and see what happens, and things will get better. Temporary setback. That's the way we'll look at it this morning on the Garden Club. And if we can help you, So give us a call, 800-259-9231. In the meantime, in this week's newsletter, I told you how to take care of your Christmas cactus and how you can make that bloom. It's not easy, but you can do it. What you need to do to make your Christmas cactus flower is you need to trick it. You need to fool the plant into thinking that the days are actually shorter than they are, and you need to keep the room where your Christmas cactus are cooler than the rest of your home. Now, Christmas cactus is a plant that requires short days, with the length of the day being 12 hours or less. And you need to provide the plant with temperatures that are going to be 60 degrees or even as low as 50 to ensure that the plant is going to have the right conditions. So, select a room in your home, preferably north facing. You can use an east facing room where you get morning sun, or a west room where you get end of the day sun, but not a south window. The reason is, during the day when the sun comes through the window, through the glass, it will warm up that room more than no direct sun coming in a north window. The warmer your temperature will tell the plant not to make flower buds. So if you can put it in a cool location, your plant is more likely to have more buds on the plant. So, north facing window, keep it near the window so that you can take advantage of the cool air that may be penetrating through the glass. In the middle of the room, it's going to be warm, but close to the window, your temperatures will be cooler than they are in the middle of your room. So, keep it close to the window. The other thing is, you need to provide the Christmas cactus with short days. So you need to give the plant a location that when the sun sets and it gets dark out, it will be able to stay dark for the rest of the evening. If you take that Christmas cactus and you place it in your living room and you're watching television until 11:30 to watch the news, the lights being on will change the length of the day. You have the lights on, the plant thinks that the days are longer, and the hormones in the plant do not change from vegetative to flowering. They'll continue to grow. So if you can take your cactus, put it in a spare bedroom, an office, that when it gets dark, it stays dark. If you can close off the heat in that room, that would make a big, big difference. So, cool temperatures, short days, is the answer to making your Christmas cactus blossom. If you could feed them on a monthly basis, it will ensure that you have more flower buds, larger flower buds on the plant, and the color of the flower buds will be deeper. Now, leave the plant in this cool, dark room until the flower buds begin to break open and show you a little bit of color. Then you can move it to an area where you will see it on a daily basis. But again, keep it as cool as possible. If you put a Christmas cactus that's in bud in front of a south-facing window, and that room heats up with the sun, 70 degrees or warmer, it will speed up the blooming process. And instead of your Christmas cactus flower blooming for 3 weeks, you may only get 2 weeks worth of blooms on the plant. So keep it cool. Keep it close to the window to take advantage of the cold coming through the glass, and your Christmas cactus will do a lot better. Give us a call, 800-259-9231.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
When it comes to lawn care, most people think that fall is shut it down, close it up, and pack it in season. But actually, the opposite is true. Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. The fact is, just about anything you do for your lawn right now will do more good than at any other time of the year. Fall is the best time to feed and the best time to seed. That's because fall is when conditions are perfect for root growth, the foundation your lawn needs for the entire year. Feed your lawn now with Scott's Winter Guard fertilizer, and you'll strengthen your lawn from the roots up. Seed your lawn now with Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed, and you'll give the new grass its very best chance at establishing healthy roots. So, put down Scott's Winter Guard and Scott's Pure Premium Grass Seed this weekend. You'll be glad you did all next year. Find out more at Scotts.com.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Jason Lewis here. We talk daily about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Concerns with the economy, job loss, and natural disasters, just to name a few. Let me ask you, what are you doing to be prepared? How will you provide for your family in an emergency? Well, for my preparation, I recommend WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious, ready-made, freeze-dry meals that carry a 25-year shelf life, and you prepare them in minutes by simply adding water. Wise Food Storage entrees are packaged in individual metal Mylar pouches, then stored in convenient grab-and-go plastic containers for freshness and easy transport. Go to WiseFoodStorage.com today to request a free entree sample. And for a limited time, enter the promo code Lewis to get free shipping on any order. Call 855-FOOD-WISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and it's not going to be a day to work in the yard. If we can help you, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Tom, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Did you ever think that living in Minnesota would be like living in a tropical paradise?
No, I wish.
Well, come down into New England and you'll see what it's not. What a crazy, crazy weather pattern we're in here. And it's snowing pretty good here right now in Maine. I guess we're going to get some more snow during the day, but what are you going to do? Who do we have up first, Tom?
First up, we've got Nick from Massachusetts with a question about Private Hedge.
Private Hedge. Well, it's a good name, Nick. Good morning. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club.
Yes, good morning. I want to reduce a privet hedge that's roughly 14 foot high and 8 foot wide. And I want to bring it down probably a third, maybe half, where it's more manageable.
Mm-hmm. That should not be a problem at all, Nick. Believe me. Wait until the middle to the end of March, and at that point, take out your pruners and shears and whatever you have for tools, and cut it to the height that you want. Privet hedge can be kept at any height that you want it. You can keep it at 3 feet tall. You can keep it up to 15 foot tall. And that all depends on the type of pruning that you do. What I would suggest to make it easy for you is get some string and a couple of 2x4s or 2x3s or something like that. Hammer them into the ground and run a string from one end of the hedge to the other. That way when you're pruning, you can get it level all the way across. Because if you just start cutting, by the time you get from one end to the other, you could have two different heights of that hedge. And you don't want to do it now because Some of the privet heads still has foliage on. You want that energy to go back down into the root system to be stored for the winter. And the way the weather is beginning to develop so early in the year, there's a good chance that if you prune it back now, where you make the cuts on the branches of your privet hedge, the cuts will not have time to make a callus to seal where you made the cut. And if that's the situation, and we have a winter with a lot of wind and cold, as the wind blows through your hedge, it will pull the moisture out of the branches that have been cut because they are cut, they are wide open. There's no callus. The end result is your hedge will die back even more due to dehydration from the winter sun, the cold, and the wind. So wait until mid-March if the weather is nice. Get out there and cut it to the height that you want and also the width. You need to do the pruning before the plant is actively growing and you'll be in wonderful shape. And then fertilize it. Get something like Plant Tone. It's a slow-release organic fertilizer. You can buy it in 25 pounds and 50-pound bags. And if you have a large hedge, then you will need quite a bit of food. Sprinkle it like you're applying rock salt on ice on both sides of your hedge, so both sides can get a little bit of food at the recommended rate on the package, and then kind of scratch it in with your fingertips or with a long-handled cultivator, so that you can get the food in contact with the soil. You don't want to just let it sit on top of the bark mulch. And then the rains in April will wake up that food. It will send the nourishment to the roots. The dormant buds will break open. They'll start to fill in. And you'll have something that you'll be better able to control the height, the width, and give you a much better quality looking hedge. So get out there, but not until March.
If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just Wet and Forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hvextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hvextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Joe from Mass with a question about sweet potatoes.
Hey, Joe, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Morning. I'm looking forward to England.
Great. We'd love to have you join us.
I've got a problem with the sweet potatoes. I planted quite a few of them, and they came out very small, a lot of stringy pieces, and they had little holes in them. And I don't know what I did wrong or what I should have done.
Okay, I'll tell you what happened the first time I grew sweet potatoes. Is this the first time that you've grown them, Joe?
Yes.
Okay. Sweet potatoes are a vine, and like you, the first year I planted them, I let them run in this area where I had planted them. And what I didn't realize was, as the vine runs along the ground, it will develop a root system every foot. And where the vine produces a root, as it runs on the surface of the ground, it will develop little potatoes. And then it continues to run, set more roots, it will develop more potatoes. So instead of the energy being concentrated where you actually planted the seedling, the energy is divided in probably a dozen different places. So when you go to dig them up, you're getting these long, skinny potatoes with no body to them. The following year...
I put weed blocker on there, so they didn't do that.
Oh, they didn't do it. Okay. So where you dug them, where they were planted, they were just still small?
Yes.
Okay. Now, did you condition the soil with some compost or animal manure?
Yes.
Okay. And how about fertilizer? What did you use for food during the season?
Well, I thought you weren't supposed to fertilize them.
Okay, you really do. The best fertilizer for a root crop is phosphorus. And when you look at a package, there are three numbers. The first number is nitrogen. The second is phosphorus. And the third is potash. So what you need to do is, yes, you need plenty of foliage, so you need some nitrogen, but you need at least twice as much phosphorus as possible. Now, if you want to grow your garden organically and you don't want to use phosphorus, then you can use something called a mycorrhiza. A mycorrhiza is a microbe, a bacteria, that will do the same thing as phosphorus in the soil. So you need to go to your local garden center next year and you buy a product called Thrive. T-H-R-I-V-E. It's a liquid. And you would fertilize your sweet potatoes with the Thrive product. And you will see a big difference in the quality of your sweet potatoes. The other thing is they need to be planted as soon as the threat of frost is over. So normally, like I live in Kennebunk, Maine, so by the middle of May, your sweet potato seedlings or plants should be set into the ground, and your soil should be conditioned with compost, animal manure. You know, the better you condition the soil, the better it's going to do for you. And try and rotate the area. Don't plant sweet potatoes in the same area year after year after year. Rotate that growing condition. So, add some lime, and when the snow melts where you are, broadcast some lime. If you have a wood stove or a fireplace, broadcast some wood ash to help to sweeten the soil a little bit. That will also help to make the naturally occurring phosphorus available to the plant. And then feed with a mycorrhiza type fertilizer. And get into the routine. Even if you have landscape fabric, every time you go into the garden, grab a hold of the vine, lift them so that they do not root through the landscape fabric, because I have seen it happen. Okay? So, more food, more phosphorus or mycorrhiza, and continuously lift up the vines so that they do not attempt to root through the fabric. Good luck. Thank you. I did it the first year like you, and the following year I had a big difference. The potatoes themselves were three times the size by doing that. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got John from Mass with a question about rose mallow.
Hey, John. Good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club. John, good morning. John, you there? About your rose mallow?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
I can't believe it. I'm in a conga line here on 95. It's snowing like you wouldn't believe here. So, my question is, I listened to your iPod show on the computer on my days off, and I was just, you know, down in the garden. I was trimming up the garden. I was wondering if I could divide my rose mallow now, or do I have to wait until the spring to do that?
I would really like for you to wait until spring. If you lived, let's say, in South Carolina down, you could do it in the fall. But if you live in New England, if you live in the Northeast area, you really should wait until the springtime. So as soon as your rose mallow plant has died off with the cold weather and with the snow that we're getting now, it's definitely going to die. Take your pruners, cut the plant down to about 6 to 8 inches to the ground. In late March, early April, when the frost is out of the ground, things are beginning to green up, dig up your entire clump of rose mallow, and then you can divide it. But if you try and do it now, the ground is cold, covered with snow, and the plant may not have the ability to reestablish itself in the ground. And when you cut into it to divide it, because the ground is cold and wet, it may rot, and then you'd end up losing that piece. If we had a normal fall, then I would say okay. But the way things have been going in the last couple of weeks, wait until late March, early April, when we know that things are going to get better and warmer every single day. Right now, your days are getting shorter, your temperatures are getting cooler, the ground is getting cooler, and the ability for the plant to become established is getting less and less and less every day. And you don't want to lose them. They're such beautiful plants. Wait until late March, early April. Dig them up in nice big clumps. Divide them in two, maybe three pieces, depending on how large the clumps are. Replant them with conditioning the soil, and they should be fine for you. But right now, the way this fall is going, put the brakes on and wait until the spring. Great question. Thank you for the call, John. Our phone number is toll-free 800-259-9231. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Martha from Maine with a question about fringe tree.
Hey, Martha, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Oh, good morning, Paul. It's about 3 inches of snow here in Augusta, real wet. About 4 o'clock this morning, I had to go out and use a broom and start knocking the snow off my old lilac bushes. One of them's about 30 years old, and I've already lost branches on it, significant 3 inches wide. Just snapped off. So it's not a good morning. But I do have a question for you about my fringe tree. I have a fringe tree that's about 4 feet tall, about almost that wide. And I'm concerned with the kind of heavy snow that we have predicted for the winter here, how I should protect it. Should I wrap it in burlap, or what should I do so that those branches don't break?
Well, I don't think that you should wrap it in burlap if you don't have to. What I would do, and I have a fringe tree, and it's similar, growing similar to you, it's instead of being a single trunk, I have several trunks coming out of it. And like you, it's growing wider than it's growing tall. So this past summer, I removed some of the side shoots. Now it's only 3 stems instead of 7. And I've pruned some of the lower branches to try and encourage it to grow taller. But what I would do, and you can do it, I mean, if the snow continues, I'm looking at the radar map now, and the snow is leaving Boston, and it looks like from Portsmouth, Kittery area, the snow is beginning to move out. But it's moving towards you. So, when the storm is over and things warm up a little bit, I would get a couple of, like, tomato steaks. You know, 1-inch by 1-inch hardwood steaks. Drive maybe 1 or 2, maybe 3 around the plant. And then go to your garden center and get some twistems. Or maybe you have, like, a clothesline thickness rope, and tie the trunk to a stake to prevent it from breaking over. So for now, go out there every now and then with your broom, gently tap it, because what you don't want to have happen is if you allow it to stay on the plant, and tonight it gets cold and it freezes, you'll never get it off. So if you can tap the bulk of the snow off of it gently, and then tomorrow get a couple of wooden stakes, hammer it near it, and tie the branches to it, that will hold it. But don't use string. Use a thick cord so that it doesn't cut into the bark of the individual branches, because you have a beautiful tree. And when that's in bloom, it's absolutely fabulous. If you ever make compost in the backyard, it's fun, but a lot of work and well worth it. You can't use kitchen waste, or the animals will dig up your compost pile and make a mess. If you put a lot of weeds in your compost pile, does it get hot enough to kill the weed seeds? It must be 160 degrees to do that. Are you spreading your new compost with weed seeds in it? This spring, join 250,000 gardeners and make compost in the Compost Tumbler. The Compost Tumbler will change kitchen and yard waste into rich, weed-free compost in just 2 weeks, not a year like the compost pile. The Compost Tumbler will hold 6 30-gallon trash bags of yard and kitchen waste, and in just 2 weeks, make 2 wheelbarrows of rich compost, about $50 worth of bag compost. Bring the soil back to life. Grow healthier plants with less disease problems. Go to www.paulparent.com, click on sponsors, then Compost Tumbler for information and special discount price codes. The Compost Tumbler at paulparent.com. If you planted new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with WiltStop this winter. WiltStop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide WiltStop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide WiltStop. This fall, after you put all your garden equipment, patio furniture, power tools away for the winter in your tool shed, place a package or two of Mouse Magic into your shed to keep the rodents out. Mouse Magic is an all-natural and contains essential oil. Mouse Magic contains no poisons, keeping your pet safe from accidental poisoning. Mouse Magic triggers a behavioral change in the rodents to avoid and escape the building. Also great for campers. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide Lawn and Garden. Mouse Magic.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Last week, I started a meeting on my office computer. I had to go cross town for another meeting. So Mike drove, and I was able to finish my WebEx meeting using the WebEx app on my smartphone. This is how you do business.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning. Normally, we'd be talking about lawn care and preparing the yard for the winter season. Well, winter has arrived a little bit earlier than we expected this year, and there's not too much we can do about it. The snowplows are out in most areas, and the streets are in pretty good shape, even the turnpike, but you know, we've received anywhere from 2 to 6 inches, some places a little bit more. It will melt, and we will be able to get back to normal. So for now, this is a day for you to relax a little bit, read the Sunday paper, listen to the garden show. And if you have questions, give us a call, 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phone lines. Tom, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Barry from Maine with a question about tree roses.
Hey, Barry, how are you doing this morning?
Paul, this is terrible. Oh, Lord, how are you today?
I'm doing well. I'm not too thrilled looking out the window this morning and seeing all this white stuff, but what are you going to do? How much do you have in Portland, Barry?
Maybe 5 inches or so.
5 inches of... Oh, boy.
Very wet. I know. Paul, yes, this question is about tree roses.
Yes.
Yesterday, we pounded in 4 stakes around the tree, the bases, you know, of the tree rose. And
right.
I would like you to tell me, if they were yours, how you would put the burlap on it, around it, or whatever.
Okay. What normally you wouldn't be even thinking about doing this just yet, but you are very, very smart, Barry. in getting the stakes in the ground to, just in case the weather does get very, very cold and freezes, and then you would have a problem. But what you want to do for now is you can take the burlap and staple it all the way around your tree rows. But I don't want you to put the mulch or the straw in that cylinder that you are going to be creating to protect the plant. The reason is the mice, the moles, and all of these animals are still active. And if you fill the cylinder right now with a nice, loose, fluffy insulation, they're going to move into it, and they're going to eat the bark off of your plant during the winter months. So for now, if you want to put the burlap around it, that's great. Wait until around Thanksgiving. By Thanksgiving, all of these creatures will have found a place to spend the winter other than in the mulch that you're going to put around that tree rose. And believe me, I have done it early to try and get things done ahead of schedule. And when spring comes and I open up my winter protection, I find families of mice living in it. So it's like building them a condo. So get all of your shredded leaves or straw products in your garage, get it ready, but when the ground is frozen, normally around Thanksgiving, then stuff that burlap cylinder that you've made with your insulation product, and then put a flap of burlap on top of it to keep all of the wind and things off of your branches. Now, do not prune that tree rose. You never prune any rose bush in the fall of the year because, and especially this year, if the weather is to get nice, there's a chance that the rose bush will still grow. What we're getting today is a fluke. It's something that normally doesn't happen. As a matter of fact, Channel 6 in Portland said that a northeaster of this character has never happened in the state of Maine history. Never. So, play along.